Communications Minister Idrissa Sharif says Captain Moussa Dadis Camara has gone to Morocco for a checkup after being shot late Thursday by soldiers at a military camp in downtown Conakry. It's the first time the 45-year-old ruler has left Guinea since taking power in a coup last December. In his absence, Sharif says power remains in the hands of the ruling military council. Captain Camara was shot by soldiers loyal to aide-de-camp Lieutenant Abubakar Siddiqui Jakite, who's known as Tumba. Tumba and his men escaped after the attack, and despite a government statement that the former aide was later arrested, Tumba's whereabouts are unknown. Businesses in Conakry opened as usual Friday, and the military government says it stepped up security in the capital. Tumba is widely thought to have led members of the Red Beret Presidential Guard, who are accused of shooting and raping opposition demonstrators 2 months ago. Human rights groups say at least 157 people were killed, protesting Captain Camara's expected presidential candidacy. The military put the death toll at 57, saying most died in the crush of people fleeing Conakry's main sports stadium. A United Nations commission is in Conakry to find out what happened September 28th. Local human rights officials say Thursday's trouble began when Captain Camara ordered the arrest of 10 members of the presidential guard thought to have been involved in the killing. When Tumba's men tried to free at least one of those suspects, Captain Camara went to Tumba's base at Camp Kundara to find out what was happening. That's when he was shot. Divisions within Guinea's military have grown since the September violence, which Captain Camara is blaming on both his political opponents and what he calls uncontrollable elements of the military. The violence brought sanctions from both the African Union and the Economic Community of West African States. ECOWAS asked Burkinabe President Blaise Compaoré to mediate the crisis, but his offer of an interim government has been rejected by a coalition of political parties, civil society groups, and trade unions who refuse to take part in any transitional authority that includes members of the military. Regional humanitarian officials are preparing a contingency plan to feed civilians that might be displaced if the crisis deteriorates further. Thomas Yanga directs operations in West Africa for the UN's World Food Program.
The future of the country isn't clear, and the security situation remains very unstable. A deterioration of the situation leading to population displacement could potentially affect the sub-region.
Since the violence 2 months ago, the price of rice in Conakry is up 40% and sugar is up more than 25%. Fatma Samora directs WFP operations in Guinea.
Finalement, nous avons le plan de contingence, donc qui englobe Guinée plus 6, donc plus les 6.
Samora says the contingency plan covers 6 neighboring countries plus Guinea in case the political crisis deteriorates to a level that cannot be managed by the military government. She says that during such a crisis, the plan would distribute food to as many as 300,000 refugees and 200,000 internally displaced Guineans. The contingency plan includes Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Ivory Coast, which are all still struggling to recover from their own civil wars. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.